Thank you, praise team. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. The scripture for today is Mark chapter 1, and we'll begin with verse 40. And while while you're looking for that in your Bibles or in the Pew Bible, I want you to know that Jamie and I, and several of us in your midst, we're at a junior high church camp all this week, and so if we might seem a little harried, would that be a good word? That's probably what's going on. But anyway, it was a great time, and the kids, nothing is better. And I'm sorry, youth, for calling you kids, but the older I get, the more appropriate that is. But anyway, whenever, by the end of the week, the praise team puts their mics down and the kids are just praising God. And it is just an amazing, amazing experience for us adults that are blessed to be there. And so I just give God praise for our youth. We had several youth from this church go and be a part of that. And from our perspective, it was just an awesome God event. And we hope that the youth had that same type of experience. All right, Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse 40. Mark is the second book in the New Testament, if you aren't familiar with the Bible. And the New Testament is like the last third. It's a very small portion of the Bible. So we invite you to turn to Mark chapter 1. And once you find that, if you would close it on your finger and stand with me, let's raise our Bibles above our heads and let's say it like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse 40.